Yeah, we'll start again the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph on top. Again, Hazirik, if somebody makes a Zrika, throws on Shabbos, either Dal Damas Peshus Rabin, or else from Rishus Yochot to Rishus Rabin, the Niskar, and then he remembers that today is Shabbos, and as he started off to be a Shoigik, he forgot today was Shabbos, and then in the middle of the Niskar, Me'acha Sheyotisom Yodoy, after the Chafetz left his hand, he remembered today was Shabbos, that's one case. Rashi has Zurich b'shoigig. He started off the Malacha b'shoigig. The Niskash was Shabbos, and after it left your hand, you remember today was Shabbos. The Yachashi Yotzit Rashi Evan Miyodah, after the stone left your hand. Aber v'kodim shetanuach, before you made the Hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. Weiter, Zati Mishnah. In the Halacha is going to be, he's Potter from Achatis. Weiter, Zati Mishnah. Kol Ta'acher, mashma, the same case, when you threw it, and afterwards you remember today was Shabbos. Now, kol ta'acher, instead of making its own hanocha, somebody else chapped and made the hanocha with it. Shrashi kol ta'acher, kesalka daitach li'acher sheniskar, zeh kol ta'acher. Now, the Mishnah is saying one thing, that you first threw it, b'shoigig, you forgot terei was Shabbos, then you remember terei was Shabbos before it made the hanocha, and the second thing happened, that somebody caught it. It didn't make its own hanocha, but kol ta'acher. A second person came and caught the chepetz. Shashi Melehevele Shnaim Shasul, since somebody else made the Anocha, you potter, because two people are doing it. We're going Shenekam and Koimoivi Kibble, that the second person had to move from his place to catch it. In other words, by your Zrika, it shouldn't have landed there. This person had to come and catch it. Or Shakoto Kelebefiv, or else a dog came and caught it in his mouth. Lehevi Hanocha, it's not called Anocha, but lands in the mouth of a dog. So Shashi, why did Bina Mokum Dalad? Because it has to be, Hanocha has to be on the Mokum, Dal Bal Dal, the Choshev Mokum, and the mouth of a dog is not Choshev, therefore the Mishnah says Yepoter. So again, the Mishnah says, Kol to Achar, if somebody else chapped it before it made Hanocha, or else Kol to Kelev, a Kelev came and grabbed it, Bishast Hanocha, or Shinistrafo, or else it got burned up before the Hanocha is Potter. All these cases, Yepoter and Yozrika. Vaita, Zorek Lasos Chabura, you threw a stone to hit the person to make a chabura on Shabbos, which is a nav malocha to make a chabura. Bein b'yodma u'bein b'behema, whether you had das to throw it at a person, or you had das to throw it at a behema. The niskar, and after the stone left your hand, you remembered that today was Shabbos, and it's also to do a chabura today on Shabbos, you chayiv misa if you do it. Actually, nasis chabura potter. If you remembered before the stone hit the person, so you potter from achatis. Why? Zeh haklal. This is the klal of the Mishnah. Kol chayvei chatois einam chayovim anshetei tchiloson v'soifon shkoga. To be chayev chatos, you have to do the whole malacha with a machshev shkoga. It means either you forgot today was Shabbos, or you forgot this malacha was awesome. But from the beginning and the end of the malacha, it was done b'shoigi. Mashenkein tchiloson shkoga v'soifon zodin. If the beginning was a shoigi, you taka when you threw it, you forgot today was Shabbos. Aber v'soifon zodin, before it landed, you remember today was Shabbos. Or else, Tchilos and Zodin, you remember today was Shabbos. V'soif and Shkoga, then later it slipped your mind, you forgot today was Shabbos. It's Pturim, Yepota from a Korban. Ad Shetei Tchilos and V'soif and Shkoga. That's the Yisoid. Yoni Chayiv a Korban. If you do the whole Malacha from the beginning till the end, B'shoigig. But either the beginning or else the end was done, the Mezid. So, a Chayiv Misa, you're not Chayiv, because you have to do the whole Malacha of the Mezid. But you're not Chayiv a Chattis, because you didn't do the whole Malacha B'shoigig. Sotik Gemara. Tzadik, the ratio is mashman havamin, it's like one case the ratio. It's saying you threw the chayfetz, dal damas b'shus rabin, and before it landed you remembered today was Shabbos, and also somebody else came and chapped the chayfetz, that's why you potter. So chur tzadik, Sotik Gemara, honoka chayf, mashman though, view yourself with, if it would have landed by itself, honoka, not that a second person came and grabbed the chayfetz while it was in the air, but you threw a dal damas and it would land by itself, mashman, you'd be chayf. Is the kasha of a haloi niska. The Mishnah Reish is talking about when you threw it, taka b'shaz rika, you forgot today was Shabbos, but then it says niska. In the middle, while it's traveling, you remember today is Shabbos, so you're amazed now. Utanan, the end of the Mishnah says, kol chay v'chatois, einon chayovim, ad shetei tchilosen v'soif and shkoga. When are you chay v'chatis, if you do a malacha b'shoigig, if the whole malacha from beginning and end was done b'shoigig? Here, since the end of the Malacha was done, the Mezid, you remembered today was Shabbos, so why is the Mishnah Mashma that you'd be Chayiv? The Reish is saying the only reason why you're Potter is because somebody else came and caught it. So you didn't do the anocha, somebody else did the anocha. Mashma, if it land by itself, you would be chayiv. Is the kasha, since we're talking about you remembered at the end that it was Shabbat today, so the anocha was done the mezid, so you should be potter for nechatis. Amar Rav Kana, seifen oson lelichto masna. Tell you the chilek. By Yezrika, when you throw the stone and it leaves your hand, that's considered you did the whole malacha. So as long as you're a shoygig then, even though later, before it lands, you remember today Shabbos, Amad Yubichai Vechatis. Because when it left your hand, you can't do anything anymore. Even when you remember today was Shabbos, you can't stop the malacha from happening. Now what's Pesham, the Sefer, the Mishnah that says, no, that if you remember Bishas Tahanocha, that today was Shabbos, your potter, it's talking about Nekimto, where you're throwing a stick attached to a string. So the string you have in your hand. So you throw the stick for Amis. Now at the beginning when you threw it, you were shogi, you forgot today was Shabbos, you thought it was Mutter. Now in the middle when the stick is still traveling, you remember today is Shabbos. See, so there's a shail on you. If you remember today is Shabbos, why didn't you right away pull the string and pull the chavetz back to you? Since you didn't pull it back to you, it's considered the end of the malach is being done b'meizid. But that's only if there's a possibility for you to stop it. Now that you didn't stop it, we consider like you're doing it b'meizid. But the ratio of the Mishnah, is talking about when you throw the stone, it wasn't attached to you. So once it left your hand, the whole malacha was done, you can't stop it anymore. So there it doesn't make a difference, even if you remember later that today is Shabbos. That's not considered your amazing b'shas, the sefer the malacha. Therefore the ratio says, what's the hecha timtza that you put there? Only because the second person came and grabbed the chepetz. Hey, so Shikisa Amar Rav Kana Seifa Osan Lichto Masna. The Seifa the Mishnah is talking about with a string attached to this stick. For the Gemara, Lichto Masna Oigda Biyodoi. That can't be pshat. Because I was like, the Chlaufas Riki Yibi Potter then. If you throw a piece of wood, that a string is attached to it, and the string is in your hand, the chlal is not called you made Azrika Dal Damas Vishus Rabim. Dal Damas means it's not ugly to you, it's away from you. But here that the string is attached to your hand, that the chlal is not called Azrika. So now the Mishnah can't be talking about a kimto where you're holding it with a string. So the more Kagoin, Atayev Shakta is like this. Kagoin, Sheniskavin Lasses Chabura. That the Sefer, the Mishnah that says you're potter, if you remember at the end that it's Shabbos, you call the Mezid, that's talking about the Geir to the Meleches Chabura. In other words, we're still talking about where you're taking a stone and throwing it at somebody on Shabbos to make a Chabura. And we're talking about a string is attached to the stone. So Mele, here it's good. When you threw the stone, you were a Shogig, you forgot today was Shabbos, you didn't know there's a Meloch of hitting somebody on Shabbos. Now in the middle you remembered. Now since you remembered, you'll be potter now, because the end of the malach is called on the mezid. The stone left your hand, what could you do? We're talking about the string is attached to the stone. So really, you could have stopped the stone from hitting the person. Since you didn't stop it, it's considered you're doing the malach of the mezid. Now here, there's no p'tur of the fact you're holding the string attached to the stone. That's only a p'tur in Zrika. It's not considered it was thrown daladamas away from you. But for Chabura, what's the difference? The malach is you're being chayvul. You're making somebody bleed. You take the blood out of the other person. So my nafkamina, if a string is attached to the stone or not. So therefore, the malach is called, you're doing a malach as Chabura. But the Sefer, the Mishnah says, you'll be potter in this case. Because at the beginning you were shogig, but then in the middle you remember today was Shabbos, that's called the end of the chabura was done, the mezid. And you could have stopped the melacha by pulling the string and stopping the stone. Since you didn't stop the stone, it's considered the chabura is being done at the end, the mezid, that's why you put it. Furthermore, that's shver. Honami tanina, nerds, this can't be shot in the Chiddush of the Sefer, but this says the Farish in the Mishnah, honami tanina. Hazer reglasses chabura, bein biyodim, bein bebehema. Veniskar Anshla Nasas Chabura Potter. So it's the beginning of the Mishnah says that. So that can't be Psham, the end of the Mishnah is Zehaklal, like Rashi says. Mashma, the end of the Mishnah is Zehaklal, telling us another Chiddush, something else. Ela Roma Rova. What's Psham the Mishnah B'maver? I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about B'maver when you're walking with the Chavetz. In other words, when are you Potter? If you remember today was Shabbos, and the end of the Malacha was done, the Mezid. That's only when you're walking Dal Damas Bashus Rabim with the Chayfetz. So there it's a Poshita Svara. Since you should have stopped, as soon as you remember today was Shabbos, you should have stopped. If you didn't stop walking, it's called the end of the Malacha was done, B'mezid. But enachnami, the zrika, whenever you throw a chayfetz out of your hand, as soon as the chayfetz leaves your hand, and we're talking about now, it's not attached with a string, because otherwise it wouldn't be a zrika altogether. So you're throwing a stone out of your hand, as soon as it leaves your hands, bezrika, enachnami, you're always chayiv. Because the whole malach is considered done when it leaves your hand, feel that you can't do anything afterwards. They say for the mission, it says there are clouds, mashmet's going back to zrika. It's not mashmet's a new chiddush now, dafka b'mavir, when you're walking through the Rishus Rabin, and there the svara, since you could have stopped, and you didn't stop walking, it's called the end of the malach was done b'mezid. No, it's mashmet, the end of the mission, the say for the mission is even talking about zrika. That even by a zrika, when you throw a chayfetz, it's shayach to be potter if at the end, before the hanocha, you remember today was Shabbos. It's considered the malacha was done b'mezid. Elazat gemara amar rova, tarati katoni. I'll tell you the ratio of the Mishnah means two separate cases. Ha-zayrek v'niskar. V'niskar me'acha shiyotet sa miyodan. You threw the chayfetz, and you remembered now after the chayfetz left your hand that today was Shabbos, then you're also potter. As we've been chosen out from the svara before, even though it's not attached with a string, you can't pull the stone back anymore. So therefore, it's called a good zrika. For this reason, you be potter, because lamaisa b'shas the stone is landing before the hanocha. You remember today was Shabbos, so it's considered b'shas the hanocha. You're amazed now, even though you can't do anything to stop the malacha. So what? Lamaisa, that's the klal of the seifa. You only chayiv. That was that throughout the whole malacha you were shogig, but when the end of the malacha, the malacha is being done, you're amazed, you'll be potter. So the ratio of the Mishnah means two cases. One pter is stam the fact that you remember today was Shabbos before the malacha, so you're potter because the malacha was done amazed. Inami, another pter the Mishnah says lo nisker, in the case where you did not remember today was Shabbos. In other words, the whole zrika is being done b'shogig. There's another pter though for kol tacher. In the case where the chayfetz did not land because of your zrika, if somebody else came and caught it, so it's considered the second person made the hanocha. That's why you put it. Why, like Rashi says, why like shneim shasu, or kotu kelif, or else even you threw it into the mouth of the kelif, you put it. And Rashi says because the mouth of a kelif, a dog, is not a choshev amakum, it's not dalad or dalad. That's why you put it. Or shenis before, or else it was burned up, so b'chal it's not choshev like a hanocha. That's why you put it. The Mishnah is missing something. This is what the Mishnah should have said. If somebody threw a chayfetz on Shabbos, dal damas b'shus rabim, v'nizko miyacha shiyotso miyodoi, and he remembered now after it left his hand that today is Shabbos, so b'shas tahanocho, he is amazed. Or else, kol to'achar, somebody else came and chapped his chayfetz. Or called the kelub, or else a dog came and made the hanoch of the chayfetz. Or shenisra for potter, or else if it burnt up, you're potter. So you want to be medayik hanoch chayiv. You want to be medayik mashma. If it would have landed by itself, you would be chayiv. If somebody else wouldn't have chapped it, or if the dog wouldn't have ate it, or the fire wouldn't have burned it, but it would have landed by itself, you would be chayiv. And that was the original kasha. Why are you chayiv chatis? The Chura, since you remembered that today was Shabbos before it made the Hanocha, the end of the Hanocha was done the Mezit. So why, Yechayiv? So, when does the Mishnah mean to say, Shechoza v'shochach? When is the Diyak to say that if it made its own Hanocha, you'd be Chayiv? In the case where, Shechoza v'shochach. In other words, in the middle, you threw a stone out of your hand. The beginning, you were Shoigi, you forgot today was Shabbos. While the stone was traveling, you remember today was Shabbos. But then, Chozav Shochach, before the Chayfet landed on the ground, you forgot a second time that today was Shabbos. That's why you be Chayef. Avo loy Chozav Shochach, Potter. But Lu Yitzu, you did not remind yourself, you did not forget. But in the middle of the Zrika, you remembered that today was Shabbos, and B'Shas Tahanocha, you're still remembering today is Shabbos. It's considered that Nocha is being done when you're amazed, and the climate then you be potter. Why? Shekol chay v'chatois einim chayovim achetei tchilosan v'soifin shkoga. That's the klal of the Mishnah. When you do a malacha b'shogeg, yoni chay v'chatis, if the beginning and the end of the malacha was done b'shogeg. But here, where the end of the malacha, b'shas tanocha, you are remembering, you remember the trei Shabbos, you're called amazed, you're potter. His chiddush is that even though at the beginning you were shogeg, and in the middle you were amazed, That's his chiddush to yikivi chai v'korban. If at the end, b'shach tanocha, you again forget that today was Shabbos, the yikish shkoga has to be b'shach tekiri and b'shach tanocha. Even though in between you remembered, that doesn't make the p'tur. Abi, the beginning and the end of the melach is being done b'shaydeg, that's enough to be mechayiv you. Hey, this is Rav Ashi's chiddush. Right as a Gemara, zeh haklal. The end of Mishnah says this: the klal kol chay v'chatois, like we're saying, yoni chay v'chatis. If the whole melacha was done b'shoygi, so the Gemara itmar shtei ames b'shoygi. Somebody either was walking or throwing the chayfus two ames b'shus rabim news a shoygi. At that time he forgot today was Shabbos. Shtei ames b'nezid, but the next two ames he remembered today was Shabbos, and then again shtei ames b'shoygi. Then again it went another two ames b'shoygi. So either you're walking through the Rosh Hashanah six Amis, so the first two Amis you walk, you forgot Terei was Shabbos. The middle two Amis, you remember Terei was Shabbos, you're amazed. And the last two Amis, again, you forgot Terei was Shabbos. And what's the law? Are you chayiv or not? Rabbi Roma Potter. Rabbi says in such a case, you're Potter for Mechatis. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Roma Chayiv. Rabbi says in such a case, you're chayiv. So tomorrow, what's the Svaris? Rabbi Roma Potter. Here your potter are fiddle the Rabbi Gamliel, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. The Omer ain't Yediyah, lechatishir, that if you remember you did a chatzi melacha, chatishir, that doesn't have a shem Yediyah. That Yediyah by itself will not be mechayiv you a korban. Abahosim hu, techi kogoma, shiuroi, beshoigig kogoma. They are called upon him when you ended the melacha, you were a shoigig, even though you had a Yediyah, but you finished the melacha beshoigig. That's why. That's why you chayiv a korban over there. Mashen kein aval hocho to be mazed light. But here, when the melacha finished, you're amazed. In other words, you're walking two amis, and then you walk another two amis. Now the melacha ends at the end of four amis. That's called havoras dalad amis b'shus rabim. So since you walk dalad amis b'shus rabim, and at the end of the dalad amis you're amazed, the second two amis you remember today was Shabbos. That's why you potter from the korban. Drashi, Itmar, Beis Amos B'Shoigig, Beis Amos B'Mezid, Beis Amos B'Shoigig, Rabba Mapot, Rabba Mechayiv, Shtei Amos B'Mezid, Shenizka Le'ache, Shtei Amos V'Shoinis, V'Chozev V'Shochach Beis Achronis. He's in the middle, you remember, Tzrei V'Shabbos, Amod Nekimta, and at the end, you forgot again Tzrei V'Shabbos. Drashi Dringam Lil, Lekam and Perak Abonim, Hosom D'chi Gomer, Shiyuroi B'Shoigig Gomer, the day is talking about HaKlisa Beis Oisius. Somebody writes two Oisius on Shabbos, the Beis Halomis. You forgot two different times, like you wrote one ice in the morning, you forgot to play with Shabbos, and then in the afternoon you wrote a second ice. The Mechaibor of Gamliel, B'yais HaShniya. Why? Nigmro HaShir, because when you finish the second ice, that's finishing the Shir. V'yafu B'Shegig. You're also a Shegig when you finish the second ice. Avalhocha B'Shtei Amtsoyis. Shein B'Mezid Nigmro HaShir. K'nmeforosh V'yozom. Loi B'Mavir U'Shtei Amtsoyis B'Mezid. We're talking about he's walking. So when the person finishes walking, it's considered like he did a whole melacha. Now at the end of the Dalar Amis, the end of the second Amis, he's amazed. So that's why here you put it from a korban chatis, because it's called the end of the melacha finished off with amazed. That's Rabbi's word. So the moral of my, what are we talking about? If he's talking about he threw it, is the chur a shaygig hu? I was there, the whole thing is a shaygig. Shrach a shaygig hu. Shrei ein bi yodei la'akfa. Dechi ben shechoy ze v'shoch a chayiv. Lo nigmro melocho. Ha chas hanocho. Shei l'soif ha v'shaygig. And Moneshach, if you stand throwing the chayfids, so you can't look at the middle beis amit. It has no chshivas to it. Because once it left your hand, you can't stop it anymore. Elamai, you have to look at the beginning and the end. So since the end of the melacha was done b'shoigig, avad, you should be chayiv achatis here. Elo b'maver. I'll tell you, we're talking about b'maver. Somebody's walking through the Rosh Hashanah, and that's the chiddush. He's walking the first two amis he walked b'shoigig. The second two amis he walked b'mezid. So since at the end of those four amis he could have stopped, it's considered that the melacha was finished b'mezid. That's why you put there from achatis. Rav says no such case. Yafilu l'rabbonim. the Yamri, Yeshadil Achatishir, even according to Rabbanim that say Namal, or Yediyah of Achatishir is Yechoshiv, so Chura, since this middle of Beis Amis, which is Achatishir, was done Benezid, let's say it's called Benezid, so to name Hosam who, to be other, there are Koponim, you could stop doing the Melacham. Aval Hocha, the ain't be other light. But here you can't stop doing the Melacham in the middle, therefore here, Yechayiv. So be more of a mind, what is Rava talking about? Iba Mavrif, he's walking through the Rishas Rabin, Harei Biyodei. What do you mean he can't stop? After he walked two Amis, and he remembered today was Shabbos, he could have stopped. And since he didn't stop, it's considered he's doing it amazing. So what do you say, Yechayiv? V'yela Bezerik. And Lamazat Gemara, Rava is talking about Bezerik. Like Rava is saying, if you throw the Chayfis, so as soon as it leaves your hand, you can't stop it anymore. So Melo, since the end of the Melacha was done b'shegig, and the beginning of the Melacha was done b'shegig, therefore Yechayiv. So here what comes out now, that Rab and Rob is no machlekes. Like Rashi says, Maro Machoda. If you're talking about Mavir, walking with the Chayfis through the Rishus Rabim, then you're potter in such a case. Because since when you walk the second two Amis, you have amazed, and at that time you could have stopped walking, it's considered the Melacha ended off, b'mezid, you're potter from Achatis. But if you throw the chayfetz, when you throw the chayfetz, as soon as it leaves your hand, you can't stop the melacha anymore. So the middle Beis Amis has no chashivas here. We have to look at the beginning of the melacha and at the end of the melacha. So yeah, since the first two Amis you were shaygin, and the last two Amis you were shaygin, avad according to everybody you chayiv. So the maskana is, there's no machlekes. Just maro machoda, ulay plig. So the mor, Oma Rabba. Zorak, you throw a chayfis dal damas b'shus rabin, v'nocha b'piya kelev, and it lands in a kelev's mouth, in the dog's mouth, oy b'piya kivshin, or else the opening of a small piya kivshin, a small oven, shrashi v'nisra for b'shal hevis, and it gets burnt up in the fire. Is dalocha chayif? Tosat rabba, you threw it there, that's considered a good hanocha, and you chayif. In fact, Gemara, I am mishnah now like that. If you throw a chayfis and somebody else comes and catches it, or you call to kelev, or else it ended up in the kelev's dog's mouth, or shenisif, or else it got burnt up, is potter. And why is Rashi say potter? Because a kelev's mouth is not dalad adalad, it's not a kosher mokum to make a nochum. So how could Rabbi say yechayiv? The Mishnah says potter. And the Gemara poshut, hosom loy mechavin. The Mishnah is talking about time you throw the chayfis. Daladam mishus rabin. You didn't patavka have kavon it should land in the dog's mouth. So it happened to be a dog was then landed in his mouth. So then we say, since the mouth is not rochiv dalad, it's not called a choshev mokim, it's not called hanocha yipotim. Al b'horcha dekom mechavin. But here we're talking about you threw it patavka into the dog's mouth. But you had a dog dialed Amos away from you, Bishus Rabin, and your Badafka wanted to throw a cookie to him. So by you throwing and having kavon at Shalend in his mouth, your kavon is makshiv, not mokim, to make the mokim choshiv. So even though it's less than dalad, still you be chayiv. Shrashi ocho du ko mechavin. Machshavtoi mishav yilei mokim du achshivei. Since to you it's choshiv, this mokim of the dog's mouth, you wanted to get there, you makshiv it, you'll be chayiv, that's called the mokim choshiv. So the Mara Omar Rav Bivi Barabaya Afa Nan Namitanina. I bring your raya for this Yisoid. We learned also someplace else. That what if Yom Machshev you go boss Yom Machshava and you be chayiv for Yom Machshava? Why? The Mishnah increases. Yesh Oichel Achila Achas v'chayiv oleh Dalat Chatois v'yoshem Echad. It's possible that one person ate one food or something, one kezayis, and for this he's over four chatois, he has to bring four different kabonis. The yoshim echad has to be one korban oshim. What's the case? Ha tomei, the person was tomei. She'ochal chelev, he ate chelev. So the chura chelev is one chiyiv chatis. Who nicer? It was also chelev of kochim, so it's a psul nicer. Min ha'amakdoshim, so the chura, there's an iser al tomei, the person is tomei, he's not letting kochim. Then he's eating meiser, the second chorus, the second chatis. Then he's eating chelev, that's the third chatis. And beyond the kippur, we're talking about he ate this on Yom Kippur. So he has a fourth chatis for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir Yoimer, afim hoiser Shabbos. Let's say we're talking about he ate this on Shabbos Yom Kippur. Voitzio bepiv, and he carried it out in his mouth. Yishino yechayiv. So that's another chatis shechayfu. Amru loy, the rabbanon told back to Meir, ainim in Hashem. It's true, you can have the fifth chatis, but that's a iser al chaytzo. And we want that you chayev for chatois for the ma'isa achila of eating it. So therefore, don't bring me rai remeya al chaytzo. We want four chatois only of eating it. Vakopon afreti gemara v'yamai. Why according to remeya you chayev who ain't derech chaytzo v'kach? It's not a derech to carry something out in your mouth. So since it's not a derech to carry out, why you chayev? It's not a derech to carry something out in your mouth. You should be potter. So that's what Ramea says. If you carry this out on Shabbos, Yechayiv, the Rabbanon don't bring Zichon on that. They're also masking Yechayiv and Shabbos. The Rabbanon are just saying, that's, don't put that into the Mishnah, because the Mishnah wants the Surim of Achilam and not the Surim of Hitzur. But Avad that I'm asking to Ramea, that a person would have it in his mouth and walk out for Shus Rabbin, he's Chayiv. If the Kash is not a derech to the Kach, the teretz is elitiv and the kamechavin. Since he has kavanah to eat it, and it's in his mouth, it's a chosh of a place in his mouth. His machshav to mishavi lemokim. His machshove is mishavi lemokim that is chayiv. His hochinami kiv and the kamechavin machshav to mishavi lemokim. Since he has kavanah that his chayfut should land in the dog's mouth, he wants it to land there. His machshav is machshav the mokim yichayiv for that hanocha. That usually you don't carry something in your mouth that's not there to carry. But here the reason why it's in your mouth and why you're walking, because you want it to be in your mouth, you want to eat it like. So your machshav reads, you badafka want this chayfis in your mouth now. And your machshav, this chayfisor, you're carrying in your mouth. You have a machshava to do it. And it's a chashav thing for you, that's why you chayiv. And see also, if your machshav this mokim in the mouth of the kelev, that's where you want it to be, in such a case, you chayiv for the hoitzah.
Yehadrin olof hazerik. Here's what the Mishnah. Haboine, if somebody builds something on Shabbos, kama yivne v'yeh.